Blog Talk Radio.
Say shout out to my famo champ, man.
Real souls.
Say, you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig?
It's Chop on the Radio, man. Say, you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig? Chop, chop, chop on the radio.
319-527-6057 doing live shows.
Who really jerking?
Who really jerking?
Who really jerking?
You now tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig? It's Chop on the Radio. Who really jerking?
100K or no way. Who really jerking? Say you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet. You did.
Chop on the Radio.
Chop on the Radio.
Absolutely no blew up.
None at all. Who really jerking?
Thank you to all you jerkaholics for taking the time out to call in or hit that link for the online listening.
You tuned in
to your number one jerk portal on the internet.
You need
Chop on the Radio.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy the show. Tell them don't be scared.
The door's always open. Won't you come?
Chop on the Radio.
Chop on the Radio.
Absolutely no blew up.
None at all. Who really jerking?
I'm trying to pour them in his hands, but the love again.
Y'all know only way we gonna do it 100K or no way, man. Y'all know Shonda and y'all know Kia Soul and TF500 got the first two songs up, man. It ain't over. Let's get into it, man, because we're gonna try tonight and we're gonna have some fun, baby. Let's go.
Lil B, fuck 'em up. Lil B, fuck 'em up.
First of all, I gotta say this. This Chop on the Radio, man, y'all already know what it do, man. It's the Mr. Baby, King 1033, South C, that's me, you dig? This 2 Jerkin 17, we gonna get some work in.
Lil B, fuck 'em up, Lil B, fuck 'em up.
So you won't regret this day. Let loose in your motherfucking chest. Say get money, ain't worried about the lid.
TF500 with that Haters Gonna Hate, and big shout out to Shonda, man, that Falling in Love Again, straight fire, you did. Say, man, let's go ahead and check in with the Famo 13, Silent Night, man, and let's see what's good. Silent Night, 13, Jag the Official, what's popping with you? What's good, Famo?
Man, trying to get me something together, man.
Straight up, man. Straight up, man. How you been doing, man? How your day been going so far?
Oh, man. So it's been a day. It has been a day.
Day in the life, huh?
Man, look, I tell you what, man. Hey, look, man, if don't nobody know it, man, being the parent man is a full-time job, man, on top of a full-time job. Hear me?
That's true.
You know.
That is true.
You know, mm-hmm. we make it do what it do, you know, shit.
Straight up, man.
But, man, sometimes, man, he can't wear your ass out, boy.
Hey, I already know. I had you woke out, man. Hey, every day from the time they wake up to the time your ass go to sleep, it be on you.
I'm trying to tell you, but what's good, though, Femo? What's jerking?
Man, you know, we're going to get it in tonight, man. Of course, you know, we're going to chop on it, man. We're going to play some music, vibe out, have some fun, man. But we also going to chop on, I'm going to address a situation you dig, and I'm going to address a little bit differently than what people thinking. But I'm going to address a situation, man, and get that cleared up, you know what I mean, keep it 100K and no blow up on that end. But we also going to get off into these pagan traditions, Femo, man. We're going to be covering some of these pagan traditions in the next couple of upcoming episodes, man, on the show. And I know you got a lot of awareness on the pagan traditions as well, man. And this is something, man, that a few people of mine, man, got at me and want us to, you know, would like us to go over, like us to touch on. So what better way to do it but right here on Chop on the Radio? And I got to start off by saying also, too, man, rest in peace, man, to Cedric Lofton, man. No justice, no peace, man. Justice for Cedric Lofton. If you ain't familiar about the case, man, of Cedric Lofton, I encourage you to go Google, go do your research, do whatever you got to do to find out, man. Go with an open heart, go with an open mind. You did. So rest in peace to Cedric Lofton, man. Prayers out to his family, the city, and the community of Wichita. Now, with the pagan traditions, man, it's a lot of things that come with the pagan traditions. You dig that? Is involved in everyday life right now. And it's a lot of things that people do that don't really understand, you know, where it come from. And everybody say, well, this is how I believe. We're not trying to change the way nobody believes. You did, but we got to bring this type of stuff to the table, man, and we got to chop on it. That's what we do, you did. So, Femo, Silent Night, I know you already been on game with the pagan traditions and stuff. What's just your take on it, far as in what you think people need to open their minds to when it comes to, like, the pagan traditions and just your viewpoint on that before we get into any, you know, deep info on it?
I'm just saying you got to be real careful about what you put your faith and trust in. You know what I mean?
Straight up. I agree with that, and I can dig that too. But definitely, man, with the pagan traditions, man. I'm with Jag too, with Jag the Official, man. You gotta be careful, but also encourage you to do your research on certain things so that you can get a better understanding of maybe what's what and these type of different things. Now, also, the days of the week. See, I had addressed this and put it out there and let people know we was going to be addressing these things. Now, depending on, you know, what it is that you believe or anything like that, man, sometimes, like, the names of the days of the week might not be lining up with what you really thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I had put a post out there, you know, just to tickle people's minds with information that hit their spine. What if we was to say, you know what, okay, I don't believe in that type stuff right there, so I'm going to just start saying day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven, day one, day two, you know what I mean? I mean, hey, you couldn't argue a person that's weird or, nah, you shouldn't do that, depending on the information behind where did the names of the days of the week come from. You feel a lot of people talk about a lot of things, you know what I mean? And we covered this once before, but we're going to cover a little bit into this show, man. We'll get into it before we get to this music break. So check this out, man, and salute out to the teacher, man, That's C-H-E-F-I-N. Big shout out to him. We're going to go with Christmas, man. These are going to be some Christmas traditions that's actually pagan customs, right? That's actually pagan customs. So check this out. Decorating the trees, feasting with the loved ones, hanging up socks by the fireplace, and drinking your silly are no different than they're all part of a pagan history and sacred holidays. In fact, most of the cultural aspects we associate with Christmas are steeped in pagan roots. Some pagan traditions that have become associated with Christmas is what? Gift giving, Santa Claus, the Christmas stockings, what they call Christmas caroling. They decking the halls with jolly and all of that, man, and decorating the trees, right? So to understand all this, if you don't know, you got to understand have some knowledge of who the pagans were. And the first thing first is, what do you even mean by pagan? It's a term, man, encompasses anyone from the Romans to the North and Scandinavia. As Christianity spread through Europe in the early ADs, missionaries got to know a little of different groups of people with varying religion systems and beliefs. All of these people and religions were lumped into the catch-all term of pagan, right? So they already had various religions, systems, and beliefs. Although Christians had the goal of spreading their religion across Europe, they were still quite fascinated by many of the customs and ways of the pagans. Clearly, they were fascinated enough to pick up a few of those beliefs and traditions and adapt them as part of Christian celebrations. Here's the big one, the winter solstice celebration. I've had this discussion with so many people, over the years. If you keep reading, you'll find that Christmas is inspired by traditions from the Romans, Celtics, Norse, the Jews, and more, and they all pagan. At the time, all of these different groups shared one big celebration that just happened to fall around Christmas time, the winter solstice. People living in the northern hemisphere celebrate winter solstice, or the shortest day of the year, smack bang in the middle of December, and this is why Christmas just so happens to fall around the same time as many existing pagan holidays. The winter solstice was a huge part of pagan life. As they were primarily agricultural people, winter marked the end of the year's harvest and the chance to enjoy the company of loved ones, resting from toiling in the fields. Pagans could stop farming through the winter and instead devote themselves to worshiping their various gods and celebrating with those around them. As winter in the northern hemisphere tends to be a dark, cold, and hungry period of time, the winter solstice was celebrated to help keep people entertained and enjoy themselves until the sun rolled around again. So now that you have an idea of the background, now we can get off into some of the stuff, man. And Femo, just with that part right there, man, anything you want to touch on with just that kind of like introduction right there? You on there with me, Femo? Jagged Fisher, you still on there? We'll check back in with him in just a second, man.
Yeah,
let's go ahead and get. Oh, okay. Anything you want to touch on that first part of information?
I mean, shit. What is it to touch on, man? I tell you what, man. Look here, man. If y'all want to give somebody else credit for all the hard work that you done all the year long, man, and you spend your hard-earned money on to get to your kids, man. I mean, hey, man, shout out to you. That's on you. But I tell you what, man, the only person going to get credit for anything I done, man, is the Almighty, man, who blessed me, man, to get up and work and you know,
exactly.
Man, salute to God, man, you know.
Exactly. Straight up. So check this out. Let's get into it, man. The Christmas tree decorating, right? Everybody decorating the Christmas tree. A lot of people decorate the Christmas tree. Well, we sure have taken a lot of inspiration from the Romans, and the tree decorating is just another borrowed tradition. Besides feasting, drinking, and exchanging gifts during Saturnalia And if you don't know what Saturnalia is, man, I encourage y'all to go check that out, man. Look it up. Saturnalia. We'll touch on that, too. Romans also hung small metal ornaments on trees outside their home. Each of these little ornaments represented a god, either Saturn or the family's personal patron saint. Early Germanic tribes practiced a similar tree decorating tradition, this time with fruits and candles, to honor the god Odin throughout winter solstice. Christians seem to have merged the tree decorating with the ornaments, candles, and fruits to make Christmas tree decorating one extravagant tradition. You see what I'm saying? So we got to understand, man, where some of these traditions come from. Not saying, this is no way in saying that, you know, we don't believe in God or nothing like that, because that ain't true or nothing like that. We're talking about the pagan traditions. And a lot of people sometimes don't know what a lot of these pagan traditions are. Here go another one for you. We throwing out there because we're going to get it in tonight. Kissing under the mistletoe. You remember when they told you can hang a mistletoe up and you're supposed to kiss somebody under the mistletoe, Fermo? You remember this? Right?
Yeah.
So if you ever wondered about the correlation, if you ever wondered about the correlation between the mistletoe and kissing, the tradition goes all the way back to the pagans, man. Everyone from the Romans to the Celts, the Druids, the Norse had a thing about the mistletoe. It was considered to be a highly sacred plant involved in several pagan rituals. The plant was involved in several pagan rituals, man. In Roman world, mistletoe, check this out, honored the god Saturn to keep him happy. They would perform fertility rituals underneath sprigs of mistletoe. Yeah, that's right, man. Exactly what it sounds like. Certainly toned for now, you know, of course, it's been, you know, toned down. Mistletoes are considered and left it with just a simple kiss, right? But then fertility rituals underneath sprigs of mistletoe. Femo, come on, touch on it, Femo.
Man, look.
Fertility rituals. You know, now we're talking about fertility rituals.
Right.
And now they said in the world of the Druids, go ahead, Femo.
Nah, go ahead.
They said in the world of the Druids now. Okay, in the world of the Druids now, man, mistletoe symbolized peace and joy. In times of war, if enemies were to meet underneath woodland mistletoe, then they would drop their weapons and form a truce until the next day. In a way, kissing is a form of truce. I ain't just a kiss no man just to do no truce. We just saying that. We're going to get that clear right now. I ain't just a kiss no man to cause no truth, player. You did.
straight up,
man. But it's good information right there when you know, they spoke on in the Roman world, the mistletoe honored the god Saturn to keep him happy. They would perform fertility rituals underneath sprigs of mistletoe. Nowadays, people hang a mistletoe up and kiss under the mistletoe. Hey, man, we ain't making this stuff up, man. This is already out there. This is history, well-known public knowledge. So this ain't like something we making up. We just putting it on your mind. Femo, what's your thoughts on that right there, man? Perform, because we perform a lot of rituals that we don't even know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that right there, under the mistletoe, Femo, how long have you been knowing about... What we all have, you know, prior to you gaining knowledge of the situation and the information behind it, what all did you know, man, about the mistletoe coming up, man?
I mean, just really think about it, man. Everybody really has the same assumption of the mistletoe, you know what I mean, growing up. Why? Because they never really taught anything different. You know what I mean?
Right.
Really, if people don't understand it by now, I mean, they program us with TV and, you know, and books and articles and social media, all that shit now, you know what I mean? Back then, it was mostly just what you seen on TV, you know, or what you seen in the paper, you know what I mean? So, you know, growing up, most individuals believe that, you know, a mistletoe is, you know, it's supposed to, you know, signify something real special, you know, that you do with somebody that you love, you know, like on the holidays, you know, a pagan Christmas, you know, which, you know, that's the gay-ass holiday, if people really just want to know. And who knows really to say if the 25th of December is really when Jesus Christ was born. You know what I mean? Who knows?
And see, that's no right. One. See, and that's the no one knows that date. You see, and that's key that you said that right there, too, because no one knows that date exactly. But so it's if you understand what the traditions was and what was going on, you can understand why they would pick the winter solstice because of what
right.
it was associated with.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be painful.
So with that being said, then how do we get that Sunday is the Sabbath day? You know what I mean? Is it really Sunday,
right.
or is Sunday really the first day of the week and Saturday Sabbath day?
Now we get into the days of the week, Samo. We go get it because that's where it gets interesting as well. And when you talk about Sunday,
like,
it's a lot of
shit that was created from pagan traditions, bro.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
And that's what I like. You
but
said you brought up a good topic when you talk about Sunday, right? Because see, if you break down the whole meaning of Sunday and where it came from, you can't now, even in 2022, you can't come now and say this means something else. No, man, that's like Jack the Official, man, Silent Night making a song. He know what he meant in all of that song and all of his lyrics and all of his bars, that full song. He know exactly what he meant, exactly what he was putting out there. Just because somebody come 20 years later and say, well, nah, this is what I think he meant, that don't mean that's what it stands for, that's what his music meant. No, it meant exactly what he said. So when it comes to these traditions and these type of things, just because people adapt them and mold them to their culture, mold them to their belief, don't mean that, you know what I mean, that it was pure from them. No, they got that from some, you know what I mean, you can't do that. But if you do that, you got to accredit them for that because you took that tradition from the pagans.
And mixed it into
your culture.
Like, you know.
Or mixed it, I'll say, mixed it into your belief, my bad. Mixed it into your belief.
Just to touch on that right there, you know what I'm saying, when you speak about beliefs, you know what I mean? You think about this. Why is there so many different religions? You know what I mean? If we all
understand
why we just don't have one religion. You see what I'm saying? But that's because people took their own, you know what I'm saying, version.
I see.
You know what I mean? Which, you know what I'm saying, they paganized this shit. So now it's a tradition for them. You know what I mean? Now it's a holiday that they've created, you know what I'm saying, to pacify, fulfill some type of, you know what I'm saying, need that they had. You know what I mean?
Yep. I agree with you. And I got a message saying there's something going on with the connection. So, hey, man, I can say, man, please, you know, keep trying. We appreciate you. Appreciate you for tuning in. But, Femo, with the pagan and the traditions, like I said, it's so much out there. And once you start looking into, you know, the history of these traditions, just because you adapted, you know what I mean? Like I said, and I stand on it, if you adapted it from them, then that's where you got it from. And when we speak on the days of the week, you mentioned days of the week as well, and we're going to get into that too after the break. And in particular, we're going to start off with Sunday, because a lot of people have a different understanding. I'm going to put you on mute for just a second. So a lot of people have a different understanding, I'm going to say, don't really know where the days of the week even come from, the names of the days of the week, or what even inspired them to come up with these names. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people don't really know this type of information, man. So just putting it out there so people can know, or inspire them or motivate them to go look it up themselves so they can find out and get a better understanding themselves. You know what I mean? It is the goal here as well, because we use these type of words and we've been trained to, that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You know, we've been training this, but a lot of us didn't know where the hell the names came from. Jack, I'm going to bring you back on, Fimo. A lot of us didn't, you know, or maybe if they did teach us, it was in the earliest stage to where, hell, by now we don't know. You know what I mean? Because I've asked a lot of adults, man, you know, as soon as everybody I've been in y'all inbox, I know y'all be ready to slap me. But I send out little questions, man, to certain people in their inbox and ask information and just get their feedback on stuff. So when we come to the show, and you know, I actually say, yeah, man, I've talked to a couple people. I'm one of them people, like, I actually want to be telling the truth. I don't want to be lying. I want to actually be telling the truth. So shout out to all y'all, man, that I do be in y'all inbox, man. And I know sometimes it be like 6 o'clock in the morning or something, but y'all rock with me, man, and that's what's up. But just the whole pagan tradition, man, all the way around, man. If you don't know, you know what I mean, you can't be held accountable for the things you don't know of. But it's encouraging, man, to go look for the research, go look for the knowledge, go look for the information so you can get a better understanding. Not to change, we're not saying change your religion, how you believe, or none of that. Just so you can get a better understanding in whatever it is that you do believe. You dig? Because a lot of this information be hidden and a lot of information be swept, and they want you to honor some of these things without telling you where some of these things come from. And like we were saying earlier, the first pass, if y'all miss it, man, you know, you get to replay. But with the Winter Solstice and things like, you know what I mean, the birth of Jesus and this type of stuff, man, not saying the birth of Jesus didn't happen. It's not what we're saying. But the correlation to the dates and when it happened is associated with a pagan tradition.
Straight up.
But this is what we're going to do, Fimo. We're going to take a real short break. And then when we come back after the break, man, we're going to get off into the days of the week and, you know, just where they come from. We'll get into the days of the week, man, where they come from, what inspired them. You dig? And we're going to open some minds, man. We're going to put some information on your mind that'll tickle your spine. Now, also, too, update, Famo, check this out. Big shout out to Rachel Kerr, man. You're chopping her with Rachel Kerr earlier. You did. She got an album release at the end of February. You know what I'm talking about? So at the end of February, man, when that's all ready to go, we're going to line some stuff up. She will be coming to the show, man. So y'all stay tuned for that. I'm excited, baby. Here we go.
And when you have love, you're not only survive, but you thrive. Tell them listen.
It's so big, it's so high. Can't comprehend this love will blow your mind. Now it goes hard, it goes in. More than a mother, father, brother, sister, or your friend. You can't find another like me. Look around the world and then you'll see that no other love is higher, better than you'll ever know. In case you don't know, no one can love you like I do. No matter what, I'll always be around. No one can love you like I do. No matter what, I'll always be around. Don't cry, I'm out of here.
I balls in a word of mouth. You niggas in the gang keep styling me out. You got me pissed off, so I'm calling you out. Lame. Y'all switch it to the heat like LeBron James. You damn right, I ain't saying no names, but it's on no psych. Everything we gon' bang. In life, all we got is a balls in a word of mouth. You niggas in the gang keep styling me out. You got me pissed off, so I'm calling you out. You lame. Better switch it to the heat like LeBron James. You damn right, I ain't saying no names, but it's on no psych. Everything we gon' bang.
All my guns is rude. All my guns is sick. Get up in my face and I bet that young bitch gon' spit. I'm talking about sawed-offs and cannons. Automatics keep jamming. That's why I keep me a problem solver. Call Betty Revolver, she a brawler. Pussy nigga, she throwing that hot lead. Profit when it hits your forehead. It's a cold red. Fair talk, but ain't shit said. Cause we keep that family fed. We got hot lot for you pussy niggas. Kevin Durant, we shoot 50 niggas. OK, OG, Geek Town, they know me. Niggas praising my flow, it's like my words worth a whole key on me. Shit, OK, where I be? Where pussy niggas want a pound of flesh. That's why I smoke about a pound of seven. Hustle hard, no rest. Cause killers got killers that owe debt. And you can't be out here at a cold rep. That's old shit. Niggas talking that bullshit. But when I cock back, I blow shit. Ho bitch, pull it out and let that hoe rip. Whole clip, spoke bitch.
This life. All we got is our balls and our word of mouth. You niggas in the gang keep stalling me out. You got me pissed off, I'm calling you out. Lane, y'all switching to the heat like LeBron James. You damn right, I ain't saying no names, but it's on no psych. Every time we gon' bang. In life, all we got is our balls and our word of mouth. You niggas in the gang keep stalling me out. You got me pissed off, I'm calling you out. You lame. Better switching to the heat like LeBron James. You damn right, I ain't saying no names, but it's on no psych. Every time we gon' bang.
Y'all fellas don't wanna go fist the cuff. I put a whoopin' on that ass so you had enough. Cause all I got is my balls and my word of mouth. You niggas in the gang keep styling me out. No matter what side of town your ass at, get out of line of D, we handle that. You got me pissed off, so I'm calling you out. Ain't taking no names, but homie, you lame. Twist to the heat like LeBron James. Cause your ass too scared to come from the shoulders. Came a box and come from the shoulders. Thought that I told you, so it's game over. Like a wildfire that can't be contained. I'm a bitches in the pit when I'm off the chain. I'm a vet in the game and Young Jack's the name. I'ma treat you like a stripper in the club and make it rain. Cause when I thunder up, the heat gon' sing. So tell me, nigga, can you stand the rain? Cause it's on sight. And size ain't shit, we gon' lock like this, nigga. Yeah. Cause it's on sight and size ain't shit, we gon' lock like piss, nigga.
All we got is our balls and our word of mouth. You niggas in the gang keep styling me out. You got me pissed off, so I'm calling you out. Lame. Y'all switching to the heat like LeBron James. You damn right, I ain't saying no names, but it's on sight. Every time we gon' bang. In life, all we got is our balls and our word of mouth. You niggas in the gang keep styling me out. You got me pissed off, so I'm calling you out. You lame.
I'm going fed when I grip this mic, dub bam. We bite, not bark, spark blunts on the regular. Keeping drama out my mix. Strike this match, get you lit. It's on sight, my dude. How could I forget? Don't trust a soul when I roll. I stay on patrol and shoulda, coulda, woulda never paid this gangster's bill. So death before dishonor, I'm riding despite my timing. More mugs than hugs I'm giving. Plotting on my demise, get you clear like red eyes. Threw myself in the flames, now I'm blessed from all the rain. Found a way through all the pain. My balls and my word, born from Broadstar. Keep some killer heat, beat a beat, breathless. Leave fans restless, yep, fireworks. I'll fire first. Still savage about my cabbage, count me down, but by no means am I finished. Still long, no sight, grab your punk, punk. I'm so Bruce Lee with these hands, boy.
Can't make it better, I won't say nothing, I just hold her when she screams, oh, always stick around. Make a mother choose to kill a child. It's not designed to let its niggas out.
This little city of mine.
This little city of mine. This little city of mine. This little city of mine. This little city of mine.
I don't trust myself.
Nobody of mine.
Cornerstone. But you telling me when disaster strikes, they were going knock on each other's door. Praying for sin, faith paying for ten. Who really cried? Clerks or the rep? This city is I, not a city of God, not a city of angels. This city of mine.
This little city of mine. This little city of mine. This little city of mine. This little city of mine. This little city of mine. This little city of mine.
Little city of mine is everywhere you at.
This little city of mine, 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 this little city of mine.
I knew you were the one for me. For you I'd do anything. Baby, you're perfect. You show why you're worth it. Don't want nobody else with me. I swear you got all I need. That's why you want me. That's why you got that dream.
Baby, show me why she worth me, that she perfect. The way she talking to me got me thinking about murder. She been through with kissing holes, time her body glisten. And baby, real smart too. She can teach me this. And talking on smart shit, I'm blowing back, listen. Sizzling her half naked, we chopping on the mission. We thinking about the diss and how she sliding with the miss. Baby got a good education and a game plan. I'm with the sisters, like a real OG, man. Smoke was in the air. I'm rubbing on the body and playing with her hair. It don't matter what go down, she always gonna be there. Told me, baby, we can get it. Make love and handle business. Eat the soldier with her, and she gon' stay committed. She don't care what happened. The mothers, they can't have me. We ain't got no kids, but sometimes she call me pappy. She love to bend it over, yell back, slap it, daddy.
I knew you were the one for me. For you I'd do anything. Baby, you're perfect. You show why you're worth it. Don't want nobody else with me. I swear you got all I need. That's why you worth it. That's why you got that dream.
See, I'm saying that you're perfect, girl, just for me. And our chemistry seems to be meant to be. Let's take a ride, take a trip, relax back, let our minds flip. I'm digging you, you digging me. It's way past just sexually. I'm feeling you, getting into you. I can see myself coming home to you. A wife, a queen. No, I don't see in between. A life, a partner. Let's create a team. Loyalties with loyalties. We can build our dreams. I've been there, I've done that. I'm here, girl, and I ain't with that. I'm a king, baby, need a queen, baby. I ain't got no time for playing jack. I'm real with you, you real with me. That sounds like a perfect match. Your eyes glowing, your vibe going. Let me spend my life with that. I'm real with you, you real with me. That sounds like a perfect match. Your eyes glowing, your vibe going. Let me spend my life with that.
I knew you was the one for me.
Man, you already know who it is, man. Your boy Blackout, man. Overtime Hustle Gang music, real life music, you know what I'm saying? Right here on Top On It Radio, we out here 100K jerking at all times. East side, stand up. Haters, sit down, man. Let's get it.
Yeah! No!
See, I grind for the bag in real life. Get off my ass in real life. Hustling daily like 24-7. No, this ain't no cap, it's real life. Got these haters mad in real life. They be making me laugh in real life. But they see me come up from nothing to something. It's not trying to brag in real life. Hey, real life, real life. No cap, no cap. Keep my eyes out for these fake niggas. Stay strapped, stay strapped. Real life, real life.
Real life.
You know I'm still here.
Hey, you know I'm still here.
Been impressed by the man upstairs, but you know I gotta thank him every day. That a niggas ain't leaving. Chasing the dream, trying to get to these millions. Gotta go get it for the wife and children. No time for the bullshit. Not a gangster, but I do keep a full clip. These haters be plotting and watching yourself, waiting for your downfall. Hoping you slip. So many niggas running around with these loose lips. Pretend they hard or not deep, but won't do shit. Quit and like to really get into the back, but the lights and the tags in real life, it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Foreign you with,
no.
And that ain't your bitch in them pigs,
no.
You put the post guns on Facebook,
huh.
Knowing your ass ain't no killer,
yeah.
To me I came up around real shit,
hey.
They really with it, my nigga,
yeah.
They don't do no posting or hit no DM, yeah. They just pull up and give you your ear. Oh God, you won't find no one real. Bitch, this San Antonio nigga, living life to the fullest, give a fuck about a hater trying to deny that I'm that nigga. Ask anybody around the city about me,
yeah.
They gon' see,
yeah,
that nigga Benny needs me,
yeah.
Never been paid for the sentence to be born. You really with the shit, they gon' rip me.
But I got in
real life. Get off my ass in real life. Hustling daily like 24-7. No, this ain't no cap, it's real life.
No,
got these haters mad in real life. They be making me laugh in real life. Cause they see me come up from nothing to something. It's not trying to brag in real life. Yeah. Real life, real life. No cap, no cap. Keep my eyes out for these fake niggas. Stay strapped, stay strapped. Real life, real life.
Real life.
No cap, no cap.
I don't know which way my life is going. It's like waves tossed by the ocean where people live in high speed. But I'm coasting through this game called
all life. Caught a case at 18 in the hood trying to earn some stripes. That took 7 years of my life, 2 months and 18 days, but still everything's alright. I've been regularly walking the paths of life, not the steps I make. Be present like the breath I take, no room for mistakes. People be fakers when my world fell down. They ran out on me, leaving me lonely to survive as if they don't even know me. So I set out to face the world alone, sowing my seeds on my own stride, with a crown for the lack of love I was shown. Grudge matches to relinquish the anger with pride, so fatal as the betrayals of love once was thicker than mud. Me and my blood don't even mean a thing, cause Judas betrayed the Messiah for a touch of fame. The American dream is gotta stop living blind. Searching for peace, I'm in the ghetto, we can't find it. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide from the ghetto pain. Stretching this ghetto rain, locked in penitentiary chain. The American dream is gotta stop living blind. Searching for peace, I'm in the ghetto, we can't find it. But now we're searching for a savior to help us make a change, to free us from the ghetto pain. I can't remember the days when money was short. My family near broke, mama struggling to survive. But she got tears in her eyes, that's when I learned it wasn't no Saint Nick. Cause for Christmas here my brother didn't get gifts. Feeling the blues, now ghetto pain just got me so confused. What can I do when barely old enough to tie my shoes? Searching for answers, I hit the streets and found a muscle up. Who give me the game, then I became the youngest hustler. From Mississippi to Oklahoma, we gang soaked up. Running these streets, so deep, chasing a dream, I was up under the street. Hustling for bread and meat, forever losing my sleep, knowing that life wasn't created for this. I was still a savage by my cabbage with this thugness. And in my life I learned that pressure sometimes bust pipes, but in this case it pressed a soldier for some hard times. From streets to chains, when I'm dealing with these ghetto pains. The American dream has got us trapped, living blinded. Searching for peace, I'm in this ghetto, we can't find it. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide from this ghetto pain. Drifting this ghetto rain, locked in penitentiary chain. The American dream has got us trapped, living blinded. Searching for peace, I'm in this ghetto, we can't find it. But now we're searching for a savior to help us make a change, to free us from this ghetto pain. Angry the luxuries this life gives. I'm hellbound, feeling stressed, definition of a ghetto child. Lord, please hear me now, say my prayer. I made a call, no one else's, but I'm hoping that somebody's there, cause I'm still waiting on a savior, burning inside with pain so deep that I can't even cry. Pushed to the limit, my heart's cold like it flatlined. Conscious of the fact that this world will lead you out blind. And I ain't lying, I've been a witness to some pettiness. Learned on my own that what they saying is irrelevant. The American dream ain't what it seems, yet they selling it. And it's got us catching cases, getting caught up for a quick glance. Now I'm caged in hell, living my life from a two-man cell. The intrinsic value of these ghetto pains, thus I ain't getting no mail. Cause things have changed since they put me in chains. My life, my world, my everything.
Big shout out to Jack, the official Silent Night, man. Hey, we just jerking and vibing. You dig? Up next, we right back to the top, baby. Let's go.
Famo Nation, what I'm reppin'. Pop raised me as a weapon. It's soldier over here and I don't fuck with half steppin'. Double trays, I throw it up, cause I'm the only one gon' bring it up. Real in the field, I stay lower to the soil. I stay away from lanes cause they game smells full. I be working and jerking in the midst of turmoil. The devil tried to take my body, so I gave him war. I'ma fight him and fight him and I'ma fight some more. Ain't no slowing down for nothing or nada, no way no more. They forgot I had the mafia beside me. Go boy, stay focused on the mission. ain't gonna lie, I'm a penny pitcher. I've been on the bottom, had dreams of being richer. You shining, I'm grinding, can't you see the bigger picture? I'm laying out my game, the points are coming swifter. Used to serve you off the plate, Pablo, give you a sniffle. Now we worldwide live jerking, better catch my ripple. We be working, ain't working, fam, I'm moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a lot of a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. Focus on the mission for progression and the shift. We be working, ain't working, fam, I'm moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a lot of a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. We focus on the mission for progression and the slipping.
First thing first, mind your fucking business. You ain't famo, you ain't shit, I can't fuck with you. Why hell no, I do not leave a witness. Nothing personal, I'm all about my business. That's why I'm so low, only care about my pocket. I'm watching these pocket watches, you motherfuckers, not stopping me. Keeping all the profit, no limits, you ain't stopping me. Money making animal, untamed, watching. Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You can't do it like I do it, no, no. You say you bet your dollar, walk around here like a bottle. Stop the blow up, we all know that ain't yo.
We be working, ain't working, fam, I'm moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a lot of a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. Focus on the mission for progression and the shit. We be working, ain't working, fam, I'm moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a lot of a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. We focus on the mission for progression and the shit.
I'm stepping while I'm repping. Forget the disrespect and watch us working and jerking. Jerk king, steady jerking every day. A new fan, stats growing like old man. Pile it up, then add it. Multiply back at it. Get a lot of ice heat. What happened to the crack addicts? Every way we chasing guava. I'm in the time of popping collars. I talking with my pop shit. I learned to stretch the dollar. I'm working and jerking, fam, I'm moving fast pace.
We be working and jerking, fam, I'm moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a lot of a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. Focus on the mission for progression and the shit. We be working and jerking, fam, I'm moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a lot of a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. We focus on the mission for progression and the shit.
Something that I know about ya.
Don't you know?
Don't you know that it's no secret that I really want you?
Want you?
Sit down, have a drink, come on, baby, won't ya?
Ooh.
I think it's time that I showed you something new.
Something new.
That you never seen before. A man that opens doors. Pull out your chair, hold your hand when you walk up the stairs. I know you're not used to these little things
that I'm gonna do for you.
All that I'm trying to say on this special day. Are you ready? Tell me you're ready for this test. What I'm saying here, I wanna be your man. Come on, let's take this chance. Yeah, take this chance to a faraway land. Take my hand and take this chance. Take this chance. Your lips, your
going nuts. Your smile drives me wild. Come on, girl, it's time to level up. Step by step, walk by walk. Baby, I'm the man that can talk that talk. Get on it, babe. Come closer, baby. And let our hearts create that spark. Cause you know what I wanna do. All the things I wanna do to you. Oh, baby, please. Baby, please. I'm on my knees. You're all I need. I wanna be.
That's Alex Porter, man. So let's go ahead, man. Let's bring back Jack the Official on here, man. Let's check in, man. Petty Murphy, Famo, what's good with you?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I'm good. I'm spending my last night here in Wichita with the fam, bam, before I head home to KC before the snowstorm hits. But I do have some major news.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up.
If you guys didn't watch the interview with Bay, who's going to be on Chop On It Radio real soon, on Saturday night on the Petty Murphy Project. I just got off the phone with her manager. Not only am I bringing her to KC soon, but she will be at performing live at Most Hated Suit and Tie Shit May 28th, at Peerless in Wichita. That's one. I've already got that locked in. It's going down, and I will need to be talking with you. I will need to talk to you real soon because I'm trying to bring her down to Oklahoma. And I'm trying to get her down to Dallas So I definitely will be linking in with you on that one on the side. Number two, I just got the email before I got on here. Petty Murphy will be interviewed by Voyage KC Magazine. That's one of the big magazine publications in Kansas City. So, yes, I will be interviewed by them. They have interviewed people like Nick Gibbs. I even think they interviewed your cousin, Mr. So Heavy. I think they did interview him not too long ago. But I will be a part of that interview also, too. So definitely on that. But Voyage KC, Nick Gibbs just got the issue released. Yeah. I mean, I think it was last week. So they reached out to me. We're setting up the interview. Yeah, we're reaching out. They just reached out to me not too long ago. So that's huge.
Congratulations,
that's huge. Thank you. And congratulations to you, to the Chop On It Radio family, the Famo Nation. So, you know, everybody, that's what I just want to tell everybody to all these, like you like to call it scamming behavior. You scamming behavior, bastard.
Yeah.
This is what happened.
It don't work,
It don't work because when y'all try to sit here and get mad at people like me trying to give you a platform, and we have to charge you to get mad, you scamming yourself. You're not scamming us, you're scamming yourself. We're not scamming you, you're scamming yourself. And And I just basically just interviewed this young lady out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who got a hot-ass track. And she's working. She jerks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting her plugged in, mm-hmm. and I just talked to her manager. I'm about to get them plugged in. This is what people need to fucking understand about this business. Collaboration leads to big celebrations. And to think that she has never performed outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I'm bringing her to the Midwest? Come on now.
Yeah, man. That's huge. I ain't got shit else to say.
Nah, I ain't got shit else to say.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like you say, man, real, we going to work and we going to do what we do just like you doing what you doing. And for everybody that doubted anything on that end of that level, man, like I always say, you don't never know somebody's blessing. So you can mm-hmm. be thinking whatever you want to think about that person. You don't know what blessings is waiting for that person. You don't know what blessings is in line to reach that person. So we can think, you know, people can think whatever we want to think about somebody. It don't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They still going to get their blessings however it's supposed to hit you, dig? And that's what even make people even more mad is when they see them people getting their blessings and walking through them blessings. But you got to learn that, hey, man, you can't get mad. Everybody got their own blessings. And when you see elevation, you see people with opportunity, you see people making moves and these type of things, man, you know what I mean? I wanted to speak on this, too. That's a lot of energy that you putting out in this universe, right? We talk about this all
mm-hmm.
the time, man. All that work, all that consistency, all that work, all the posts, all the promo, all of that, that's energy that's going out there. That's going to come back to you, man. It just depends on if you're paying attention when it does and know how to understand when it does. Certain doors opening, being able to meet certain people. Petty Murphy just told you about this artist. Gave you a little rundown on her. Told you about, you know, her not being outside of this. See, all of that energy people overlook when it comes back because they be waiting on that $1 million. You already manifested that energy. You already manifested that energy. All right? And then you can even say law of attraction. Right? So, like I said, I encourage people, man, these things are real. You dig? These things are real, man. You can, the law of attraction. We've been talking about it. We was talking about it way ending 2021, right? And since 2022 mm-hmm. has happened, a lot of those things that we was talking about, a lot of those things that we was trying to attract and putting ourselves in position to try to attract those things, a lot of those things are starting to open up for a lot of people, not just us, but a lot of people. So it ain't like we don't know what we be talking about. It works, man, and it ain't like we're the only ones that do this. But I can honestly say, a lot of that energy, I can see it coming back to a lot of people. And if you're not creating, you're not inspiring, you're not jumping in there, you're not putting it out there like that, man, hey, you can think whatever you want to think, but it's going to be harder, man, to get the universe to give you back what you want.
Exactly. And the thing that we try to tell you artists out here is that nobody becomes an overnight success overnight. You got to put work in. You got to grind for this shit. You got to grind for this shit and manifest everything. But what you cannot do is basically alienate good people that are willing to help you. That's
true.
That bullshit. That's that
mm-hmm.
bullshit. And
appreciate
now,
that.
Look,
that's real.
I found this. I went on Instagram, and I found this girl,
mm-hmm.
and I listened to this girl's music. I immediately hollered
mm-hmm.
at her, and I basically got her
right.
the interview. We linked up. We followed one another.
Big
her manager followed
too, yeah.
She got her people following and everything else, too. Her interview is trending right now. It's still trending on Facebook Watch. You know, Dallas Chuck T still got the number one, you know, and I'm going to have to link up with Dallas Chuck T, too, real soon. Again. The thing is that there are many people think that we talk to people in our own circle. No, sometimes we have to go outside the circle and find other like-minded people. And that's how that shit works.
To. That's what it's about. Yeah, that's what it's about, too, because also even for artists, promoters, hosts, DJ, even just regular people you dig. If you know sometimes even on a job, and a lot of people work jobs, salute to them, man, but you know sometimes they'll bring in say, a person from corporate or something will come in and talk to the employees or whatever it may be. And sometimes they might come with different ideas or then y'all have to start doing things a little bit different or whatever. It's never a bad thing to be able to have people you can contact and network with, bounce ideas off with, learn from. Might be, you know, it's not about who knows more. It's, man, y'all inspiring each other. You're motivating each other, and you can create with each other, these type of things. And sometimes we overlook that type of stuff, man. But like I said, go back with the energy. If you ain't putting that type of energy out there, you can't expect what you get, what you want out of the game. You can't expect it to hit you if you're not putting that energy out there for it to hit you. Right? If you're not even putting the energy out there for it, if you're not even putting the energy out there to hit you, or say you putting a little bit of work in, and then you know you're not putting no more work in. You're putting a little bit in here,
right,
a little bit in there, a little bit in there. You're going to get you're going to get that energy back, but it's going to be just like how you put it out there. A little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit there. And you find this out as you go through life. Not being no scholar or being told, no, man, you find this out going through life. And making mistakes and learning from them, you find all of this type of stuff out. Listening to people who then made mistakes. And then one thing I got to say, just because somebody in your eyes say might not made it or say might not got $1 million, don't mean they can't tell you something that'll inspire you or that'll help you.
Right.
We got to quit thinking like that. We got to quit thinking that the only people that know what they're talking about is famous people or people that what we think they made it. Nah, man. You can get inspiration to learn something from damn near anybody if they know what they're talking about.
Exactly, and you know,
Jag the Fisher, we got you on there.
Man, you know I'm in there.
Yeah.
What up, Jag?
Okay, let's check in too. We got 17912. 1791. Who we got? Last four digits 1791. You there with us?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going
That's
on
Nick
with you?
Gibbs.
It's Nick Gibbs.
Gibbs,
man.
Salute out to Nick Gibbs, man. Shout out to you.
Mr. Gibbs,
Nick,
I want to say, I want
to
say somebody, someone got in touch with Voyage KC Magazine, which you were just on, and I don't know if you've been hearing, but Petty Murphy has an interview with them real soon.
Yeah, I just liked your post,
what's
man.
Up, man.
I just saw that.
That's
yes,
dope.
And
dope.
I was telling the missus, though, the artist I told you about, I'm bringing her to Wichita May 28th.
Straight
Hell
up.
Yeah. Is that the new gal, Bay?
Yes, I am bringing Bay to Wichita. I actually got off the phone with her management. I'm bringing her to Wichita, but first you got to stop at KC.
Facts.
That's
definitely.
Hold on, Petty. Hold that thought. Hold that thought real quick. Hold that thought real quick. Jag the Fisher. Femo, on what we were talking on, what's your thoughts? Let me get your thoughts first before we go on.
I mean, like, just on the trail, though, Femo, I mean, shit. If you don't study to show yourself approved, then what do you know? Knowledge is power, regardless of what you believe in, what
True.
Your belief, your, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? Power, period,
right.
Point blank. But you know, man, the further you can excel, man.
True. I agree with you. And Penny, I know you was touching on it. Let me go ahead and get you before we move on. Let me go ahead and let you touch on it too, man, on the topic we was talking about.
Like Jack said, knowledge is power, and knowledge is wealth. Having knowledge is more wealthier than having money. Having the knowledge to basically create an experience and create an environment and create a move for yourself. It's more worth it. It's more worth than money. Nick Gibbs learned that. Nick Gibbs is doing big shit. He's getting ready to go do more shows real soon. He's learned that.
And I got a question
to ask you, learned
Nick Gibbs,
that.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Right. Nick, man, I want to ask you a question, man. And I know, Petty, you know what I mean? I want to ask you, though. Do you think And I know a lot of artists want to get charged for their work, and I know a lot, I mean, get paid for their work, and I know a lot of artists charge other artists for verses and stuff like that. I understand. I'm not knocking it or whatever, man. It is what it is. But I'm saying, do you think sometimes that when certain artists, you know what I mean, say, we're not talking about the ones that's already, you know, like sitting at the top of the mountain. We ain't talking about them. But do you think sometimes, man, that they pass up opportunities to make maybe timeless music or timeless records, timeless songs, because they put that money first, and then, you know, if it's not agreed upon term or whatever, they just choose not to do it? Do you think that that does stop some artists from collabing with each other and making great music?
That, see, that's a tough question for me, because, I mean, yes and no, and here's why. It's
okay.
Like, so yes, okay, in the sense that it could create a timeless track, but the second thing too is, especially if you're a full-time artist, the last thing you do is work for free. And so it's like the main reason is that one feature could be that one that pays your bills if you do that paid feature, or you have to afford studio time. And if you're a full-time artist, your money is off of your music, not off of, you know, your 9-to-5. So you're not, that is your only way of affording that studio time. You know what I mean? So yes,
so,
and no.
So if both of you, if you got a feature on there and you get your just do your proper credits, then would it be different if you got your proper credits? Like, say, when, you know, when you put it on for streaming stuff, if you got your proper recognition and proper credits, then would it be looked at a little different? Because I see what you're saying, and I agree with you.
Because, like, I agree. The thing is streaming apps don't pay worth anything. You get like 0.3% of a penny when you get one Spotify view. So you don't make anything off of views. Physical copies is where it's at. And so, like, for me in particular, if I'm doing a collab track with somebody and they're making the money off of the physical copies and I'm only making a percentage off of the royalties, that's where it becomes a problem too. Because it could be a banger. You're absolutely right. But if the person's not willing to pay for your services, you're working for free. And I don't think anybody should work for free, especially if they got talent, you know?
No, and you're right. Nobody should work for free.
Interesting.
And it should be, when it comes down to that,
like,
it should always be a 50-50 deal. Because not only are you putting your time in.
It's about, man.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this is what it's about, man.
That
because
royalty percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah. When people listen to the show, man, you know what I mean? Even if they miss the show and they listening to the replay, you know what I mean? These type of things out there, man, can, you know, maybe somebody in this situation where they on the fence, they don't know really, you know what I mean, and things that we say, man, y'all say to, you know, actually really inspire some people or give some people clarity, or they could be thinking same thing like y'all thinking, but you know how sometimes how some people are, well, man, I ain't, you know, be doubting themselves. So I've learned too, man, a lot of things that we say and do, man, it can help people, inspire people in a lot of ways that we don't even know about. So I appreciate y'all for, you know what I mean, giving y'all honest feedback, man, on the situation. Because, like I say, I don't disagree with nothing y'all say. I just wanted you to speak on it because you out there grinding, doing your thing too, you know what I mean? So you're part of this whole culture too and making it spin, and you gained a lot of experience and met tons of people as well. So your feedback is definitely respected, man, because you out there in the trenches too. You know what I mean? So I was just wondering, man, how you seen that. Jagged Official, man, do you kind of agree with what you said, what Nick Gibbs said and what Betty Murphy saying as well? You want to touch on it?
I mean, shit, as an artist, bro, never wants to stay your damn short, you know what I mean? And then, and I mean, that's on the money side, that's on the opportunity side, you know what I mean? You got to wait the option.
Is it a way for you to do a feature with a person for free but you still, like, say, you know, you get the credit, even if you get your credits for it. Would that not suffice, or do that's not enough? I don't know. I'm just asking y'all.
I mean,
it just depends
on what the split is on the record.
Okay. Basically, yeah, that's what it comes down to. Kind of like what Nick Gibbs is saying. Yeah.
Negotiation
y'all
matters.
All on the same page. Okay. Okay.
Negotiation matters.
I feel you.
You know, that's the beautiful thing about what we do is that, you know, like I said, I just talked to this guy from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to bring his artist here. We've already worked out the deal.
Right.
We've already broke everything down. Everything is already collabed and everything else, too. That's how numbers are supposed to be done, and that's how things work. Because at the end of the day, everybody eats. Everybody's on the same page. And everybody has to be on the same page when it comes to doing features, doing shows, going on people's tours, everything like that. Everything has to be co-aesthetic. Everything has to be straight business, and it has to be negotiated, and it has to be done correctly. That way nobody gets hurt, no bad blood whatsoever, because I think that's where a lot of artists, and even the comedian comedy game, where a lot of people don't understand in this business is that you may be a business for yourself, but you're not by yourself. That's the big problem. I think a lot of people don't really get that. I think only like 5% understand that. 95% don't.
Well, I think of this. Can I put in this perspective for everybody? And maybe this might help solidify it, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, for me in particular, time cannot be replaced and cannot be refunded. So your time is valuable. And it's more valuable than currency.
Uh-huh.
It's just we use currency as our way to help justify the time wasted for work so we can afford things that we like or things that we love. And so, my point is if I put – because I write very detailed and wordplay and think of double entendres and things like that, I'm putting in time and effort and energy to your track that you may be asking for a feature from me, when I could put that same energy, like you were talking about earlier in the interview about utilizing your energy for positivity, that same positive message can go into this situation where I am using my time that I could use for like my album.
Interesting.
I'm taking away from my album to go directly to your, that you're asking for. You're going to have to pay me for my time for that. That's taken away from my project, which is 100% mine. I buy the exclusive rights and everything to it. It's my track, way more revenue, and I put that energy, wordplay, or rhyme scheme into something that I'm doing, but I'm choosing it for your track. I think it's mutually respectful if you pay me for my time.
There you go, Nick. There you go. I'm the same way with the comedy shows. It's like, you know, I could be basically creating it. Or I can be working on the Petty Murphy Project, or I can be on Chop On It Radio. And, you know, I have a couple of shows coming up, February 25th at Dave and Buster's in KCK, and then I have May 19th in Omaha.
Dave and Buster's. Man, you know what? I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. I've never hated that Dave and Buster's in my life, man. But I've always seen the commercial, and they've always looked like an enjoyable, fun place to go. But I've never been.
It's an adult Chuck E. Cheese. But I tell
these
promoters.
I'm from Stony, Oklahoma, man. I've been to Chuck E. Cheese. I've been
to Maggio's. But I tell these promoters, it's like, you know, if I gotta travel, we know what you do with a mask and chocolate syrup. But I tell these promoters.
Go ahead.
I tell these promoters. If I have to travel and I got to promote this show, and I got to go at least 2 to 3 hours, I want to be compensated for my time. Because the time that I'm basically spending, and I'm with Nick on this, the time that I'm spending helping you make sure your show is a success, I could be doing something else. And time as well. It's more, like Nick said,
I'm glad y'all brought this up because I agree with y'all. Y'all speaking real talk, you know what I mean? What Nick Gibbs said, Jazzy Fish said, Petty, what you saying? That real talk. And I think, like y'all, all, like we all in agreement, it seems like. Hey, man, and look, that's not just one person. All of us all kind of saying, you know, the same thing, maybe from different viewpoints, but we all kind of saying the same thing, and we all feel strongly about that as well. So we know it's a lot of other people, man, that feel just like us, and we know it's a lot of people that don't. But I'm glad y'all brought that up because one of the things that I wanted to get into was the promo, and when it comes to, like, people, you know, no call and no show. Yeah, so I want to talk on that as well because, like y'all was saying, everything that we was just talking about, now let's take that into account when it do come to people, like, say, promoters, podcasters, radio hosts, and these type of things, right? So if we promote you and we put our all into that promotion, however we do it for you know what I mean, sake of time, you know, we do that. We go hard for it. And then you not show up and not call, you know, like, say, ahead of time or nothing like that. You know what I mean? First of all, that right there is not a good look, okay? No. We all know, everybody know emergencies happen. Everybody know emergencies happen. Everybody know that this is life and things happen. Things don't always go as planned. We know this, right? We know this. So people can understand. Right? So even if you didn't call, say even if you didn't call people before it happened and then you contact them after it happened, you got to understand these people have put they all into their work. Just like, say, you as an artist have put your all into your work, right? So when you do that, when them people put that promo out there, there's so many people out here. Even if you don't pay attention to them, there's so many people out here that's waiting for people that's bound for greatness. They waiting on them to slip up. You know what I mean? And this is crazy to say this, but this is just real. This is real talk. This is 100K. They just waiting on something that they can use to help tear somebody down. It ain't that you focusing on it. You just got to understand that this is what it is, right? And you can be shining and doing your thing, and people will say, see, look, we told you that was a lie. See, look, and then they spread that. Y'all know how it is. So when you put your all into something and people do these things and you don't show up, these promoters, these hosts, you know what I mean, personalities, that's their work. So that's why I said scammer behavior. That's scammer behavior because a lot of these times, these personalities, these influencers, and so be it, they have already promoted you to a fan base that might not be as aware of you. If we not talking, if you're not at the top of the mountain, then the people that they reaching might not be that much aware of you, right? So all that work that they did now, you at least got one, two people that now know about you, that now know or have heard your music, have heard your material. So by you not honoring that man or you not, you know, keeping your word on that, yeah, we know things happen, but you contact afterwards and you say whatever you say, then you make good on that. You know what I mean? Make good on that because when you don't, then them people have worked for you for free. And you skated and ran. But here's the kicker. Here's the kicker, though. Do not tell a radio platform or a podcast or anything like that that you missed or you put they show off because you had a meeting with a DJ. You don't do that type of shit, man. You might be, everybody else might be cool with it, but this Famo Nation, you did. And that's not an emergency, but this is simple. This is a learning situation here. If that's the case, what I would suggest you do, how you handle it, you can handle it how you want to. How I would suggest is be like, okay, well, let me contact this radio show and let them know that I possibly might not be able to make that show. Let's rebook. Boom. Knock that out the way, okay? I'm contacting them, boom, I got that. So now I can sit in this meeting and feel good. Because what you do is you'll have them people feeling like, okay, well, if we do rebook you, what if the same situation happened again with another DJ that you feel is worth it or the opportunity is more beneficial to you, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to pass that along. So your word and your image doesn't stand up to what people say about you, or to what you know how big they promoted you, how highly they talked about you. And Nick Gibbs is a very, Nick Gibbs, he didn't never done none of this, but I'm saying Nick Gibbs will call in and say to certain shows and things like that pop in. There's other people as well, Coma, it's a lot of people who do this. But even if you miss the damn shows and you don't, you know, handle it 100K, why the hell don't people pop up anyway just to be a presence, knowing that they, you know, these people didn't put their work in of promoting you, talking about you, putting your shit out there like that? Why would you not at least call in to a show or show up in a video, podcast, a video as a guest, and at least chop with them or talk to them? You know, you let them down. They didn't let you down. You let them down. They didn't run away with your work. You ran away with their work. And our people, this is to, you know, people who are people, when we see people do this to us, hell yeah, we got to stand up and say that shit ain't right. Hell yeah, we got to stand up and be like, nah, man, it ain't no excuse for this. We all grown. We all put our all into everything we do, no matter what craft it is. So you got to start standing on that realism, man. You can't do those type of things. Now, true enough, I got to say, big shout out to Femo YL Dallas. He had mentioned something that I understand and I respect, and Jack can, you know, attest to it as well. Now, to certain people, certain situations is more beneficial, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a situation that you feel is more beneficial with your time than this situation, that's understandable. We grown men.
Right.
That's understandable. No, you know what I mean? None of us would disagree or trip with that. But the thing is how you handle that and how you handle
that
as in business. And what
that's
you do
true,
is
Grandma.
You make that phone call or you make that contact and you allow them people to reschedule, rebook, or revamp their show or whatever they got to do. If it's an event and you're not going to show up, you got to let that promoter know in enough time to where that promoter might need to fill your slot or might need to shift some things around. So you can't, you know, we know things happen, but you still got to handle, damn it, business. Now, Famo, Jagged Official, Nick Gibbs, Petty Murphy, we got y'all on, man. Anything y'all want to say about that? But to me, I think that shit's a scam of behavior because you done ran off with a lot of promotion, a lot of advertising, a lot of awareness, and you didn't even stand up to what you agreed on and didn't even care enough to make it right.
I'm going to say something, Famo, because this happened to me three times this month. One, I can excuse. Two, I can excuse because, one, the homie Bass Dog just had COVID and he just had a newborn baby. I can excuse that.
I can excuse that.
Yeah, I can excuse that. Plus, we live in the same city.
Yeah.
We live too far from each other. So I can excuse that. Louisville Phil.
Right.
Had some troubles with his phone and his service couldn't get on there, so I rescheduled it for March the 8th. But the last interview I was supposed to have, this was for this past I think that was what, Saturday? No, it was Friday? No call,
right.
no inbox. You know, I'm doing all the promotion. We're on the Petty Murphy Project. You can see the promotion on there, who's going to be on the upcoming interviews. No call, no show.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically have broke it down like this. Since it's a no-call, no-show, and you got to reschedule, you're going to pay me $25. Because not only am I spending time, I spent time promoting you coming on the show, but you're making me reschedule that show, and I have other things to do at that time.
Right.
I may have something to do that time, and I had to schedule that time.
And again, we all understand emergencies. We all understand things happen. That is life. People, we all understand that now. People that ain't on the line right now, they might be like, David, I don't understand none of that. We do. We human beings. We real people out here. So we know, hey, man, something can happen right now, and I might have to jump off the radio show and go take care of it. You know what I mean? Like, we know this happens. But at some point in time, I still got to handle business. I still got – go ahead, Jag. I'm going to let you – you know, I just spoke on it. I'm going to let you speak on it. Go ahead, Jack. And then Nick Gibbons, I want to get your take on it.
Man, I don't even want to say something, man. But what's understood need not be explained. Hey, you already know how I stand on that shit.
Right.
Man, I'm going to go ahead and say something. I'm going to be bold with it. I'm going to be real bold with it.
Okay.
So I'm going to say it's like a relationship, man. So like a relationship, if you really care about something or someone, you make time for it. You make sure that you're without a doubt going to be there. You stand by your word, and you show respect. It's mutual respect. So for me in particular, I'm saying that in all actuality, if you are invited to do something like our interview that we had, you're there on time, you take care of the things you need to take care of, and you're a man of your word or a woman by your word, and you hold yourself accountable, and you make no excuses, because that's what separates you from plain Janes. And then the next level, because next level, they make it happen. There's nothing that gets in the way with it. And so if you want to be like everybody else, you could be like everybody else. Or you could be extraordinary. You could be early or on time. And you come with respect and humility and understand that they're taking their time out of their day to make this happen for you. So you got to make that time and that effort back in return, because that mutual respect is what takes you farther than anything else.
Ooh-wee. Hey, you know what? That's 100K and no blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And to add to that, like Nick said, it is a relationship.
Go ahead, Simon.
It's because platforms like what we have. People need to be respectful of that. You know, like we said, man, our time is it's valuable. And when we're wasting our time basically promoting you and you don't show up and don't even give us a call, you know, something could have happened. And you could have told us that, but don't wait until the last minute or anything like that. But when you just basically just flat out no call, no show, you have no respect. So how the hell do you expect us to give you that same energy?
And see, I'm going to keep it 100K, man. I know two situations that I can speak of, not on the situation that I spoke on tonight. Okay. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to the Femo G Money, man. Shout out to Femo G Money, man. G Money, a real one, a true one, man. All right. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to have an interview session done one time, right? And he wasn't able to make it. But, you know, Femo, he contacted. You know what I mean? I ain't put the business out there or nothing, man. It wasn't nothing bad or nothing. But he had something that even me, I would have made. You know what I mean? I'd have been like, yeah, I'm there. So that's that realism. You see what I'm saying? That's that respect. That's that realism. So you don't burn a bridge, or you don't make people feel like you just brushed them off because you wanted to go kick it, or you felt like somebody else was more important than what y'all already had planned. You know what I mean? You explain to them, hey, man, this is what situation that happened. You did, and you don't not rock with them people after that situation. You still have that open line of communication with them people. Right now with me, man, I'm going to keep it 100K. I'm real big on respect. I'm real big on respect, man. And I feel like this is how I am. I feel like And I am one of the heads of Femo Nation, so I speak for the nation as well. I feel like if we go hard for you, man, and we show that respect and we show that love publicly, because we didn't have to. Nobody has to do any of this stuff, right? Nobody has to do any of this. But if people show you that respect, talk highly of you, and then you pull a move like that, that's disrespectful. So what you should do is you got to make that shit right. That means you got to this is just being honest, you got to return that energy, man, with equal or greater value, because if you don't, the situation going to always be sour because you ran out on a person like y'all, like we all agree, you ran out on a person's hard work and time that they can't get back. And with me, I look at, and I say G Money because G Money, y'all know G Money a real one anyway. You know what I'm talking about? You know, so it's automatic. Yeah, it's automatic how he's going to handle the situation. We know this, but that's why I was using him as an example, because that's how you do it. I mean, something happens, shit comes up. you let the people know, hey, man, shit, I couldn't make it, man. My car ran out of gas when I was on the, or hey, man, my baby mom called, or hey, man, I got sick. Whatever it is, we understand. It's the respect of not even caring or not even showing that you care that you brush people off for, you know, and then when you tell them the reason why, you like, oh, so you brush me off for another person? I mean, you know what I mean? Like another person in the same lane. But, and then that's when you start looking at it, a lot of podcasts and radio personalities, me, myself, you start looking at it, we're like, damn, man, you know, we put work out there, though.
Right.
So even if you look at it like this is more beneficial, yeah, even if you look at it like, well, this person in this situation is more beneficial, you got to look at it like, well, damn, it's already been work put out here. That ain't a good look on you when you don't show up. Because, see, these platforms will keep on going and keep on turning. But when you don't show up, them people that seen the promo, them people that started, might went and listen to your music, listen to your streams of music, listen to your video, and was like, yeah, man, I want to hear from this person. I never knew about this person. You know, I want to hear what they got to say. And then you don't show up, dig this. You let them down. Damn me. Damn us. The platform, the listeners that you didn't even gain yet, the fans that you didn't even gain yet, you let them down, and you didn't come on air or you didn't come on none of these people platforms or nothing and give those people who invested their time in listening to you because of the shows and platforms they rock with, you didn't give them nothing. See, that's what people got to understand. You forget the host. Forget the host, forget the name of the platform. What about the people that's tuning into that platform that didn't know your ass and they took time to go stream your shit or go look at your shit? And when you had an interview, they like, man, I like this person. And then for them sitting at home to hear that you're not going to show up, no, we not gonna keep carrying that weight and that burden for people. We've done that, man. That's stressful. You got to be just 100K. You ain't got to trash people down, but you just got to be 100K. And the business that we in, it's a lot of people that are run with speculation. Speculation can hurt your business. No. It was a situation where we got pushed to the side because of another DJ who does have a bigger name in his zone. And the thing about it is that person in this situation has no awareness in our world. And the work went out. I see this happen a lot with different people. So you can't run off on people with their work and they didn't put work out there and you don't even make good on none of it. You don't even really keep an open line of communication with the people that you didn't ran out on.
Exactly,
so
Sam.
Can you not expect the person to come out and put the situation out there? Nah, man. That's scammer behavior, man. And if you've been in this game, you should know better.
Yeah. I want to say something because with us putting these artists or other people on our platforms, we're not just telling people that you're coming on our show. We're telling people that know we are connected with, the people that they don't know that may want to be connected with them that they're coming on the show. Do you guys know that this wastes their time, too? See, that's what people don't seem to understand. People don't seem to understand is that it's not about you. It's about the people that you are connected with and want to get the awareness out because time is wealth. People spend time spending money to promo. Do you guys know? You and I talked on it a couple weeks ago. In order to promo, we have to promo on our phones. And tablets and stuff, too. Pay for internet. They'll create flyers and shit. That shit costs, people. That shit costs. We got to put the shit out on Facebook ads and everything else. That shit costs.
Yeah. Hey, look,
so
sometimes we do this while we work in other jobs.
Jobs. That shit costs. Majorly. If you get caught, you can get fired. It costs. Think about that. But people don't think about that shit. People don't think about that shit. And that's why they try to take advantage of that shit. And like I said, Famo, you know, I've already had 3 interviews basically go to hell. But 2 of them were legit reasons.
The other one was not. That was a no-call, no-show. And I said, if I got another no-call, no-show or anything out the order, I'm charging. I mean, because time is fucking money, people. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they're
going
to reach out to me. They're going to reach out to me.
Go ahead.
That interview happened on Friday. It's fucking Monday. So they're going to reach out to me.
Yeah.
And they're going to want to get an interview. They want to reschedule. I'm charging the $25.
Yeah.
That's a rescheduling fee.
Yeah.
Why? It's because I pay for this platform. This platform pays me, but I pay for it so it can pay me. So there's a difference. If the platform pays me, that means I'm investing in the platform to it to pay me. That means I'm paying the phone bill. I'm paying the internet. I'm paying the promo. I'm paying all of that. I'm paying with my time. That's the most important thing that people forget. I'm paying with my time, and it's time that I cannot get back. And that's what they don't understand.
And that's basically what we talk about overall. Because, like you said, man, that's just like an artist. You know what I mean? Jagged Fish or Indie Get Spoken is too, man. For artists to take their time and say collaborate with another artist or do a verse, whatever it is you did, that is taking time out of their day. The same thing that Petty Murphy just said, too, you can look at it in the artist aspect as well and say, this is what gets me, man, because this is what happens. An artist will do a collaboration with another artist, right, and tell you they're going to put the song out, but they never put the song out. And I even heard Crazy Bone, you know what I mean, speak on songs he didn't deal with people, you know, off the love and stuff, and they never put the song out. You know what I mean? And I understand, you know, you wait and put it out here, and that's why a lot of people have a lot of unreleased music and stuff. But then again, if that person did it for free and they took their time out to put their work into that, that's they, you know, when we know it all goes into that, we discover that, like, you got to kind of do something, man, to – you know what I mean? Like, don't just let their work go for nothing. You know what I mean? And same instance with this. If a person is promoting you and you're supposed to be on the show, if something happens, you contact them people. If you can't contact them before, cool. People understand. They might be a little hot. They might be a little angry. Might be a little frustrated. This is anybody, right? But when you able to, you contact that person, you explain to them what happened. And even if it, no matter how jacked up it may seem, cool, no problem. But that means now this person has put out work for you that you didn't fulfill on your end. I don't understand why people feel like it's the person who fulfilled their obligations job to make you fulfill your obligation. And what I mean by that is, if you are going to rebook, why is it that the people who did the work has to think of, okay, so when you coming on? Okay, so when we doing this? Okay, when we doing this? That means you getting double work out of these people. That's scammer behavior. That's just like them people that get in your inbox and tell you send them $500, they send you back $5,000. That is scammer behavior. We got to cut that shit out. We got to cut it out, man. We got to cut it out. You dig? If a person put work out there for you, these platforms put work out there for you, and you missed the show, no problem. Everybody understands because everybody understands life, right? Mm-hmm. The thing about it is you still got to handle business. You still got to respect that these people, this is their craft, too. This is their craft. This is what they trying to do. This is what they love to do. Just like Petty Murphy said, this is what they invest into. This is what they spend their time doing. So if you let them down or if you fail on the promo that they done put out here to people, that's their face. That's their name. That's their integrity. That's their word to their loyal listeners, to their fans, to their people. So when you break that, it's on you to make that right. And Nick Gibbs said it best. He said it best. Something that, and we all said this before, but he said it best, man. He said it best. The thing is this. You make time for the things that you really want to do. And if you feel like you need to apologize or you need to make it right, you'll make time to do that.
And it's not that hard. It's not that hard to basically inbox somebody or send somebody a text message. It only takes less than 5 minutes. The same type of time it takes to promote a post. Let somebody know what's going on. Don't leave everybody in the loop. And then when it's time to do the interview and you don't show, that's like going to a fucking job interview or going to work and you're supposed to be scheduled to work. You don't show up. What's the boss going to fucking do? You're going to get fired.
Right.
Or you're not going to get that job.
And the reason why I wanted to speak on it too, man, is because we always speak on different aspects for artists and stuff too. And that's cool. No problem. You know what I mean? Nothing wrong with that. But it's also people in this lane that is the, say, hosts and personalities, influencers, popping with you, man, influencers and things like this. And when people don't show, they can continue going on with their show and do that. But they got to answer the same type of questions. Hey, man, what happened to so-and-so? Hey, man, why old boy didn't show up? Hey, why she didn't show up? So these people have to answer that too. Yeah, that, you know, so it's going, a lot of people going to tune in because they want to hear the interview or the person that you've been promoting. So that person has done no work. You have done no work. Even if you shared the flyer, cool, you can say that. But far as in coming on and making do, you have gave nothing for that. That's on you. It's not on them hosts. It's not on the personality. It's not on the promoter. It's not on none of them. It's on you as a grown man, grown woman, whatever it is, artist, musician, whatever. It's on you to now you put the burden on yourself. Now you got to go out your way to make this shit right.
Right?
They shouldn't have to contact you and tell you, hey, man, on this type of day, this is when I'm going to bring you on to the show. Hey, then, no, that's on you now. So now you got to stand up and you got to contact, hey, man, hey, I'm available on this day at these different times, man. Well, is there any day we can pick one of these? Come on, man, especially if you got experience in the game. But when you don't do it, like I'm going to go back to what Nick Gibbs say, you show that you ain't really care about the opportunity or the people in the first place. So when them people, you know, tell you that no, or they don't even contact you or they don't have anything to do with you, you can't get wrong because you have shown them you didn't really give a damn about the opportunity they showed them people in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Straight facts. Straight facts.
So if they keep it moving, they keep it moving.
and that's how we have to
and
roll.
Me,
you know, they keep it moving. But you know, like I said,
roll. Yeah, that's what you got to roll.
Like I said,
Go ahead.
You come back. I'm going to need, what did YL say? Get between me and my money. Now, that is a problem. There's a reason why he said that.
Yeah. Yeah. Point in time, man, like you said, and if for an artist, too, even say if an artist then did a collab with a deal, got a deal with a person and say, okay, we're going to do five songs. I'm going to do two songs, man, just on the love for you, but I need payment on them other three for my verses, right? Cool. You go in there, you knock them out. You do them all, right? Now, your verses that you're supposed to get paid for, you get paid for one of them. You're supposed to get paid for three. You get paid for one. And then, you know, and when it comes time to get paid for the second and third, it's a no-show, no-go, no nothing. Your ass gonna be tripping too. Like, hold on, man. I didn't put these verses down. We didn't came into this agreement. See, this is another thing. This is why I said you can't really blow people off like that because, yeah, you can say it wasn't a contract, but when you got messages and agreements, you in agreement. That's what that shit means. You gotta honor that shit, man. Just straight up like that. I don't care what level of the game you on. You got to honor that because if you is bigger than the platform that's bringing you on, how does that make them feel when they actually thought you was like a cool person, thought you was, you know, going to show some love, and then you do them like that? How do they walk away from the situation looking at you?
Right.
And see, I know it was going to be a lot of people who didn't as far as tune in tonight to this show because they noticed it's probably some of the situation that's going on and what it's connected to as far as in outside of Famo Nation. And, I mean, but I'm going to keep it 100K regardless, man. And it's about respect, and that's just what it is. And if you ain't going to make somebody show and they didn't put that work out on there, it's on you to put that work back. You can't get people can't get their time back, so we can't say, you know, we can't argue over that. Nick Gibbs said it best, too. Jack said it. Petty Murphy said it. You can't get that damn time back, right? So what do you have to do to honor the situation? Now you got to put out that extra energy. And if you don't do it, to hell with you. It, not in a bad way, but people will just say, you know what, man? Cool, that's how it is. Y'all might think this person is good, whatever, he might be, but how the interaction with me and that person, I just don't want to deal with it no more. And you can't get mad at that type of person. You can't get mad at him. If an artist say, you know what, he burned me, he only paid me for one of them verses, we agreed that he was going to pay me for three, I couldn't find him, he didn't ever contact me, he didn't ever try to make me right, I'm not working with that guy no more on no music, man, I'm not going to do it. You can't get mad at that artist for saying that. Yeah, you burned me.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Hey, I'm going to let everybody, you know what I mean, drop your info, man. Drop your info before we get out of here. Jack the Official, go ahead, Femo.
Hey, look here, man. What it do, y'all? Yo, boy, Young Jack the Official, man. You know where you can catch me at, man. Facebook, Instagram, So Official. Man, I'm everywhere. All you got to do is tap in, man. Salute everybody that's tuned in. Chopping with us tonight, man. Shout out to Famo Nation. You know what it is. Chop on the radio. I'm on
straight like
in
that.
Building.
Oof, that's Famo. Petty Murphy. Go ahead, man. Drop your links, man. Info where they can contact you and reach you and check you out.
Yes, y'all already know where the fuck you find me. Of course, Facebook.com/the Petty Murphy Project. Instagram at the Petty Murphy Project. TikTok at the Petty Murphy Project. YouTube, Petty Murphy TV. 9 o'clock at your mama's house. 10 o'clock at your sister's house. 11 o'clock probably at your bitch's house. Midnight, I'm asleep.
That boy Petty and Fool, man. Y'all already know, man. Make sure y'all go check out, man. He got a lot of interviews, dope interviews dropping, man, and coming as well. And right here on Top on the Radio, man, y'all stay tuned, man, because we got a hot five we're going to give y'all, man. That hot five interviews. Y'all stay tuned, man, because we're getting ready to go down, man. Till next time, man, y'all keep it jerking out there, baby. We out.